Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
People want to get in on the Sanders. Why he might need more time. We'll get to that here in a second. Also, why the Cleveland Cavaliers might fall behind. How was the Wiggles last night, Tone?
Eye-opening. Eye-opening experience. Never done anything like that before with kids. And we only took one. Yeah, we only took one. There was no chance. I couldn't believe the parents that took
Haven't been to Disney on Ice yet or anything?
That's coming.
Two, three. To the Wiggles.
The amount of people that brought the whole fan family, I couldn't get over it. And it was the sweetest thing in the world. The first when that stage, when the curtains open up, my daughter, who's kind of like acting too cool for school all day. Are you excited about the Wiggles? I think she was just sick and tired of us.
Asking her.
And so, you know, we come downtown, we park over here, we walk, even that. She's looking around the building, she sees
the
chandelier.
She has no clue of the amount of money that you spent or the schedule rearrangement or...
Well, she probably didn't think we spent that much considering we were in the rafters. So, I thought the acoustics would be better, and then my wife's like, not up here, not where we are.
She doesn't notice.
So, when the curtain opened up, and then the following, I'd say, probably 8 minutes... was the coolest thing. I felt like the coolest father in the world. It was amazing. The whole place. It was. I always tell you, the loudest at a sports venue I think in my life was when Stipe Miocic won the UFC fight. It was like louder than anything I've ever been to. When that curtain opened up and they started doing their Wiggle songs, deafening. I was like, man, a bunch of these kids better have headphones. Like this is almost too, cover their ears in some capacity because it was so loud. And then as the performance went on and every kid around me started to get more and more miserable, I think every kid had about 10 minutes in them. When the kids started to have to go to the bathroom, when they got a little hungrier, when they were wondering where their merchandise was, because you could see that kid has a lit up, awesome bubble maker. Why don't I get my awesome Wiggles lit up bubble maker with all the cool colors?
How much is the Wiggles bubble maker? I'm going to look that up. You keep talking.
I think it was in the 40s. I'm not positive.
I'm going to guess $40.
Next thing I knew, there were thousands of the lit up awesome Wiggle bubble makers.
There's a couple parenting hacks that I can give you.
Please give it to me.
Well,
we cut right to the chase.
Especially if she is blind to the Wiggles on the bubble maker.
Yeah.
A lot of those places bring your own bubble maker.
Yeah, we could have brought whatever we wanted.
You can go
really
get whatever you want. That's why a lot of these shows, too. You know how, like, when you go to a Guardians game,
can't find one.
There's guys selling water and peanuts outside the gate, and they're telling you it's cheaper than inside. There were definitely people downtown yesterday selling light up wands and all that other stuff.
Oh man,
they do it when the ice show comes to town. They used to do it for the circus. So
you get that stuff before they even have a chance to gouge you.
Get that bootleg stuff.
That is brilliant.
$40
Okay, $40 Yep. And I'm telling you, by the end of the show, it seemed like 80 to 90% of the people had bought those because it's peer pressure.
You can only get away with it for a certain amount of time of giving the knockoff because she's not going to her peer group right now and going,
yeah,
look at my bubble maker. Yeah. And then
she's
going to
lose interest. Whatever you get anywhere.
Before you get home anyway.
Right. Oh, they all break. Bubble makers, I swear, have a lifespan of less than 8 hours.
Or if you're in a rush because the attitude goes down, you only get so much time, right? So the longer you stay away from the house, the more the attitude goes down. And then you're trying to get, you know, back to the car, wherever you parked at. Those things go missing half the time.
There were a lot of dads. I had like four guys who DM'd me. They said they saw you. And you said that you ran into nobody said anything to you, well, but they saw you.
People are so busy.
Yes, with their own children.
The big question is, was there booze?
There was. The woman looked shocked behind the register when I didn't ask for any of the cookies, didn't ask for any of the treats for the kids,
you just wanted
water.
The booze.
I'm like, I'll take one of those. And she was like, oh, okay. Like, I think they didn't
sell. Did you think you were there by yourself?
Yeah, because they were in the bathroom. So I did go up by myself while everybody else was in line with their kids. I'm like, yep, take one of those beers. Kind of was startled. And then I would
tell you. Wait, they were in the bathroom? So would you get two beers and chug one down real quick? And you're like, oh, I got one beer.
I did one, and I got guilted immediately. She's like, why? Oh, God. Why? And, you know, I guess.
What a freaking wet blanket. I guess in the end. Let the man have a beer.
I guess in the end, it is true. Jeez. Like, what was it a means to what end? Like, what was I getting out of it?
Why not?
And then I looked around. Nobody else had a drink. Nobody. So now I get
because they're all getting guilted into not drinking.
No, I did feel kind of stupid.
Why should you be guilted?
Like, because I wasn't drinking with my friends. So now, in essence, I'm just drinking by myself. And by the way, I have to drive. I have to be responsible.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that for crying out loud.
So what is, in the end, what is the point?
Were you paying downtown prices on that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're theater prices.
That was $10.
You kidding me? After the tip?
Uh-huh.
You're paying theater prices. So all in all, I would say, like, you know, I'm going to have to do these things. We're going to have to do these things. We did have fun. Like, to see the joy in her face. But as the event went on, it became less about the event, more about the I'm hungry. We should have brought more snacks. That was stupid. We just
bring snacks in.
I don't know. But people do. People bring in anything. They're all bringing their bags. Like, you do go through a metal detector because it's an event.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are they really searching anything? You could have brought all
dry,
the.
You got to dry run all these things. We've talked about going to sporting events and spending money on tickets for your child. And is it worth it yet? At what age? You got to do this with these two.
But I will say, about a half hour in, like, you didn't see the show Severance, but the whole point is you have two different lives and you don't know anything that had happened prior in that day. That's what I felt it was for her. She was on cloud nine, 10 minutes. Next 10 minutes, all right, singing along, but now I want that. I want that. How do I get that? How did they get up there? What are they doing? Who's she? Where did she come from? It's the million questions because that's the phase she's in. And then the next 40 minutes, it was misery. I don't even remember that the Wiggles are here. Don't care that they're coming up into our section. It becomes. Well,
there's 30 Wiggles now.
There are. But the big ones were there.
It's like the Wu-Tang Clan.
I will say, they started out with four of them. It all started out with four of them.
Ghostface Wiggle.
I only knew the one, the leader, Anthony. I didn't know any of the others. And I'm like, oh, God.
Old Dirty Wiggle.
We've got the JV team. We're not even getting the real Wiggles. And what am I supposed to do?
And then she don't know that.
One by one. No, she knew. She kept going. Where's Sahai? Where's Sahai? The five-time salsa champion. Where's Sahai?
She knew that.
Oh, she knows. She knows. Where's Katarina? Now, Katarina was gone. She's the one with the bangs.
Wait a minute.
She wasn't there. Simon was there. Simon, the opera singer with the really low voice, he was there. He was the star of the show.
Respect to Simon.
I did wonder if some of the Wiggles start asking for more money. Like Sahai, they feature her more than everybody else because she can actually dance.
Right.
So,
well, with all the salsa back.
What would the show be without Sahai? I mean, so she, if I were her, I mean, I'd be like, I'm the Caitlin Clark of this thing. Where's my money?
So overall, grade the night.
I'd say, in the end, it's a C. But the start was an A+.
That's for
Anthony. I felt like a good dad.
Good.
And I felt like she will have memories. She will have fun.
What is Izzy grading the night? Is she grading the C as well?
She probably today forgot the misery part of the night.
Yeah, she did.
She remembers the good part.
Mm-hmm.
But I will only remember the misery part of the night.
Pictures to put out there to make sure that she knows. Because she'll have no clue that this happened in 5 years.
That's true.
If you keep the pictures around and go, remember we went to the... Remember what I gave you?
I gave you
Wiggles?
The saving grace was... that while we dragged her out of there, miserable, I'm hungry, where are we going? Of course, now my wife, her voice is raised, is that I looked around and it was 100% of everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody left that place with a smile on their face.
That's the good thing, though. You find out you're not alone.
No satisfied customers on the way out.
Todd Derry is going to join us at 7:22. Your concern and everybody else's concern to some level, are you concerned that the Cavs might get left behind in the East? I know I only gave you a few minutes to explain this, but you are concerned that we might get left behind in the East.
I'm not like I know we're going to be really good next year. So that's the first thing to point out. Like, at no point do I think the Cavs are going to be terrible next year. We're going to be sitting here in the regular season going, what happened to our team? What happened? We got passed up by all these teams. I don't think I'm going to be saying that at all. I think all year I'm going to be wondering, what is this going to look like in the playoffs?
Well, that's why I think it's going to be very hard to make a move. And so I'd rather, in the names that I've been given, I've said this a million times over already. I'll say it as many times as I can. I'm not a big fan of just moving Darius Garland. I think that there are reasons, certainly very good reasons, why you wouldn't. Now, this is going to be more than a hope than an expectation. Does the time that he has off, because he's going to miss time at the beginning of the year, does that force the ball into the hand of Evan Mobley more? And does that make this more of an Evan Mobley-centric offense?
I think it's an opportunity,
I tweeted that yesterday. Twitter Reactions is brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You're going to have to understand this. Now, he is the third rail to say anything about. But there is a little bit of a sentiment going, if there's no Darius, will Donovan trust Evan? Donovan has had this entire career. Why can't you do this and you do that? And why aren't you leading your team? It's very on him. He's dealt with an entire career of people heaping pressure on his shoulders. And so does this mean that Evan Mobley takes that next step? Or does this become a more isolationist offense with Donovan Mitchell? That's the speculation going on by some of the fans. And to those folks, don't get mad at them. It's something you have to wonder. Does this become a more isolationist offense with Donovan Mitchell where, hey, all of a sudden he's going to look like a real true MVP and they're going to win basketball games because it's the regular season, but we're not doing enough to get Evan involved in the offense because eventually Darius is going to be back and eventually this offense is going to have to be different and it's going to have to work inside or we will just get back to the second round and we will get upset yet again. Like, that is, they have to develop him with Darius Garland out. There is no excuse now for him to not get his shots, to get his possessions, to be able to go inside, flick it back outside. There is absolutely no excuse. And Donovan has to recognize that as the leader of the basketball team, Anthony.
Yeah, 100%. And I think Donovan's on board with a lot of that. I think Donovan did everything he could in the regular season to get other guys involved. The problem is when you have two of those guys, two guards, that are so talented. I mean, Darius is unbelievable. And for the first 3 months of the year, he was incredible. He was all NBA talent. And you infuse that with Donovan Mitchell. It's tough. Even as great as their offense was, led by Kenny Atkinson, where they were moving the basketball all regular season, in the playoffs, that's so much harder. And I'm telling you, the fact it just left a bad taste, I think, on everyone's mouth, that he just didn't get shots. He just didn't get touches. Evan Mobley just didn't get any of that stuff. You could say he didn't call for the ball, but he had an advantage every time out there. The Pacers had nobody that could guard Evan Mobley. And yet it was an injured Darius Garland and a winded, knocked out Donovan Mitchell taking all the shots.
Stephen Kwan outstanding last night. Guardians won 3-2. I said, how do you know the Guardians won in a West Coast game when things aren't going that well? You didn't wake up to cuss out tweets over the Cleveland Guardians. Adios courtesy of Guardians TV. And to talk about the Cleveland Guardians, whether or not I couldn't believe the title, Todd, of the last Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. He joins us right now at Derry Brothers Pod on Twitter. Todd, it was, have the Guardians raised the white flag already on the season? We are at a critical mass right now, buddy.
First of all, good morning. Second of all, I didn't realize that
the Ken Carman show with Anthony Lima's Your Place for Wiggles breakdowns. That was very, I enjoyed that. I remember when my brother used to take my now 23-year-old nephew to see the Wiggles back in the day. So still going. Good to hear.
They have been around for a long time. I didn't realize. 1991, you're correct.
Yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, back to your initial question, the white flag waving is a constant theme with this organization. It doesn't matter if they're in it or not, because the truth about this organization is they're always playing the long game. And I think that anyone who is watching this team on a regular basis knows, and that if we know, then the front office knows, this team's not built to go deep in October. Therefore, the majority of the people on this team who are not part of the long-term future are in play for other teams. I truly believe that.
Boy, that's a sobering thing. It's hard for me to get mad at you, though, because I think it's the truth. So you would say that as we get closer to the end of July, hey, man, Emmanuel Clase on the deck, Stephen Kwan on the deck?
That was my question, Todd. Is Kwan part of the long-term future of the Guardians?
I would say there's two. Well, I'm not going to say. The position player-wise, Kwan is completely untouchable because I think that they're actively trying to extend him. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. I don't see him taking a Jose Ramirez type situation. I don't think Stephen Kwan's on the table. And anyone, by the way, let's just put this out there. And I saw someone, and I referenced this on the pod. I saw someone put out there, don't be mad at me when Jose Ramirez gets traded in the next 2 weeks. Guys, he's got a no trade clause, and he's already stated he loves it here. If he wanted to go somewhere else, he would have left 2 years ago and gotten double the money that he signed for here. He's not being traded. Okay, so let's just get rid of that idea altogether.
Uh-huh. Like, there's no way, you don't think there's any way if this season is just an irrelevant, goes down in history books as an irrelevant Guardian season, and they have no chance to really compete for anything, and it looks like there are some concerns about the short-term future of this team that he could turn into somebody who's maybe not exactly thrilled with the situation.
No, he's not that guy. If he cared about the most money or what, he would have gone to the highest bidder and gone somewhere else. He is a creature of comfort. He loves this franchise. He is going to have a statue built. He's going nowhere. It's been, let's not forget, like, as bad as this season has gone, they're like a game out of the wild card. Not that this is going to turn around, because I don't see it. They're a game out of the wild card, and they're less than a year removed from being in the ALCS. And the way Jose has been a fixture in this lineup for over, for 12 years, and he's seen 2022 when they made the playoffs, and then 2023 backslid, and then 2024 made the playoffs. This is a smart, smart guy. Because we don't hear him give interviews a lot, I don't think he gets enough credit for how truly smart and a brilliant baseball mind he is. He's going nowhere. On the other side of it, you mentioned Emmanuel Clase. I brought this up 2 weeks ago. I think he's the biggest trade chip they have. And after next season, he has back-to-back team options at $10 million. And you know, when those prices rise, we like to get out from underneath those contracts. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he has those club options and is still one of the best closers in the game makes him big-time trade target for a team who could use a back-end guy in their bullpen like the Phillies. You know, the Yankees haven't had great success with Devin Williams. And the Guardians have Cade Smith ready and waiting in the wings. And the Guardians don't pay closers, $10 to $12 million. It's just, that's not what they do. I'm not defending it in any way, but that's just not what they do. If you don't see this, you haven't been paying attention for the last, what's the Dolan ownership at now? 25, 26 years? Mm-hmm. Those are facts.
Todd Derry joining us on the show. So going back to Stephen Kwan, staying?
Yes. No way they trade Stephen Kwan. No way.
So they'll just go to arbitration in the offseason?
Yes, unless they can come up with an extension. The one thing about this franchise is you never hear them talking about extensions, and then just one day they pop up. They have reached out to him and his people at at various points in the last 2 years about that. But, you know, it just depends on the agent and the player. And if I'm Stephen Kwan, as much as I love Stephen Kwan and I would love him to be here for a long time, I mean, you got to, if you have no allegiance, this is a guy from, you know, Northern California. Who knows? Maybe the Giants come in one day and throw him a ridiculous number. I mean, not everyone's Jose Ramirez, guys, and that's the sad fact about this organization and about the sport in general, is that the big money teams continue to outspend the middle market teams, and that's just, again, that's the that's baseball, Susan.
Well, could this be one of the sticky...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Points of the CBA. And we're going to get a little wonky here, so Lima, pull me up back out of it after this question. Because he's 27 right now, Stephen is, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Stephen Kwan, he's not dumb, and he knows the business, and we know what he wrote in the journal. And I think Stephen Kwan's probably sitting there going, I'm making 4.1 this year. I have arbitration net for the next 2 years, so that's going to put him at 30 years old. He plays a leadoff speed position, and he's got to be frustrated. And when it comes to a work stoppage, he's like, all right, I know that the owners want a salary cap. I know that the fans want a salary floor. I think that one of the sticking points with the players and the owners has to be freeing up the first 6 years, because I think a guy like Stephen Kwan feels very frustrated that he's stuck making this amount of money at this point in his career.
I would definitely agree with that. I think they screwed up the last time around when they had the CBA, and you know, the thought was, oh, there's going to be a big work stoppage and they're going to come up with a floor and, you know, they're going to take away some of these arbitration years to let these younger guys hit free agency sooner and, you know, the holding guys down for service time. None of that was addressed. you do realize that. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous about the whole thing. None of those things were addressed. The players' union in baseball, as we know, is the strongest union in all of sport. They have somehow managed to keep the sports salary cap free, and the luxury tax is a joke because these franchises that go over the luxury tax all can afford it. So it's stupid. 2026, they're going to have a work stoppage one way or another. If you're Stephen Kwan, do you want to get out in front of that and get your extension? Maybe. Or maybe your agent and others, you know, in the know tell him, listen, wait this out, and, you know, on the other end, you'll be taken care of. But you do bring up a good point, Ken. I mean, maybe that, listen, look at Tanner Bibee, right? Tanner wanted that financial security. I have no idea if that was part of it, knowing the work stoppage is coming. But Tanner, out of nowhere, signed that extension. We didn't hear about anything other than, you know, leading up to, and then he just signed it. And maybe he wanted that financial security. I mean, it's easy for, you know, a baseball player to go, I'm going to bank on myself and I'm going to get $200 million. And, you know, you're always one injury away from that potentially going away. And how much, you know, it's the Jose Ramirez line. How much money is enough? He said, even if I take, you know, way under market value, I'm still setting up my family for the rest of their lives and my grandchildren for the rest of their lives. I think a lot of it is just dependent on the player and dependent on the agent.
We've got Todd Derry joining us right now on the hotline. So we're thinking about, you know, finding ways to get, you know, some of the young players in the farm system involved. One of the problems is, though, that the young guys we have up here, they're either blocked out or they're not really contributing all that much at the plate. So what do you think the next move is for this organization?
You know, there's C.J. Capus, there's Chase DeLauder, Juan Brito at some point. The most unfortunate thing is, you know, the hoarding of the middle infielders and none of them have worked out was a gigantic mistake by this organization. We talked about it for, you know, the last 4 years. I mean, it's the same guys and no one has stepped forward. I think the first move that they make, if they do fall further out of it, Carlos Santana will probably be moved because it's just an easy move to, you know, find a taker for him. And then it just opens up a spot for CJ Capus to come up. And he and Manzardo handle first base and, you know, and platoon DH with David Fry. Chase Aller should be here by now. This organization refusal to bring up guys and let them potentially learn at the major league level has frustrated me for years. And it's extremely frustrating now because, you know, I know that Nolan Jones is swinging the bat of, you know, better of late, but he's not the answer. Okay. They traded for Nolan Jones because of his power. He's 3 home runs, guys. 3. Okay. So
his exit velo is great. I'm just busting Pete Lindstone. I'm sorry. I have to do that.
I know. I can't stand that stuff. I mean, it just drives me insane. I know what my eyes tell me, and Nolan Jones is not the answer. Okay. Give me Chase DeLauder. Oh, but they want to make sure that he plays enough games in AAA and is healthy enough. Who cares? Why can't he prove that up here? And I know the gap in pitching and the pitching between AAA and the majors now is wider than it's ever been. But did you notice that the Boston Red Sox, you know, the big market Red Sox, have brought up Roman Anthony and Marcelo Mayer, their top 2 prospects recently, to take and playing them every day? Well, you know, how come that's it? Nick Kurtz was a first round draft pick the same season as Travis Lozano. He's already up for the A's. Caglione in Kansas City, they've already brought him up. Meanwhile, Travis Lozano won one. I think he'd be here if he didn't hurt himself and have that oblique injury, because let's be honest, I like Daniel Schneeman as a utility man. Right now, Daniel Schneeman's basically hitting 5th or 6th every night when Vogt decides to play him, because the second, you know, the rest of the lineup from 5 to 6 to 9 every night is, 4A Central. It's maddening. It is absolutely maddening. But I think Kapus, DeLauder, and eventually when Brito is healthy, those three guys will come up. But it's going to be too little too late at this point. I just, you don't, when you're basically scoring two to three runs a night and have to win every game 3-2, does that make you excited about this team's potential in October, even if they do get there somehow? Because it doesn't excite me.
No, it doesn't. Do you have a lot of confidence in Stephen Vogt still?
Yeah. You know, listen, it's still second year.
I'm just making sure. Don't be insulted.
No, I'm sorry, Kenny. My apologies. Yeah. Let me change my tone.
There you go.
Okay? No, I do not have any qualms about Stephen Vogt's managing. He's been totally fine. He's still Tito Jr. with the players. They all swear by him. The in-game stuff, listen, nobody's perfect. I mean, we ripped Tito for the last probably 4 or 5 years of the Tito era on some of the moves he made. But, he's also playing the cards he's dealt. And when you have a roster littered with 4A guys, and, it's a lot of it is moving the chess pieces or rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic sometimes.
All right, Todd, thank you very much for the time. I just wanted to make sure, don't get hot with me. I just want to make sure everybody's still confident in Tito Jr. there. Thank you very much for the time.
I would never get angry with you, Kenny.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, everybody, listen to Todd's podcast with his brother, Matt. Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast. It's on the free Odyssey app. They're both based out of here in Cleveland. I mean, come on, what else can you do? Todd, thank you very much.
Anytime, and Matt's back. So Thursday, I'm no longer solo. Thank goodness. I'm glad you guys have each other because I don't know how people do it alone.
I couldn't believe you did 32 by yourself the other day. Well done.
I know. Oh, wait, let me just say one thank you. Hmm. One last thing. We had Daryl on. Daryl I had on after the weekend. He was awesome. Love me some Daryl. Daryl's my new guy. Those are facts. He's great.
Usually it's the ladies who say that. Todd, thank you so much.
See you, boys.
Todd Derry on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs look like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, the Cleveland Guardians spoiled their series opener for the San Francisco Giants 3-2 last night, but they could not spoil the debut for the Giants of Rafael Devers, went 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI. This is from the pregame yesterday for Devers as he was introduced to the Giants. Kind of going back on his word that we had heard all season when he was with the Boston Red Sox.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Now that was via a translator, so unless something was lost in translation, it seems like this was just more of a Boston thing than it was a Devers thing. For him, at least.
Well, I don't know. He did create a big problem about when Alex Bregman got signed, not wanting to give up third base, that he certainly didn't want to play first base. So I think that that's a bit of a shared responsibility. They wanted to make him a leader of their team. They did let some other guys go. So you could say it's more of a Boston thing. I still think that he probably had his head up his ass most of the time that he was in Boston there.
I'm not saying he didn't have his head up his ass, but it was a situation where clearly he's going to have more of a better time playing anywhere in San Francisco than he is going to be the Red Sox.
But if you're a Red Sox fan and nobody here is, you don't care about anything like that. Like, I need the player. And so, like, in a place like Boston, it doesn't matter as much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because I think you're one of the haves that probably could afford a heavy salary. As far as Cleveland, yeah, maybe you do need some guys to fit in. Maybe you do need some guys to do it that way. But in Boston, I don't think they care about that.
So he was 10 years, $313 million, right?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
What is Kwan looking for? He's definitely looking for north of $30 million a year, right?
$100 million.
I'd say so, probably around there.
So, you know, we just had Todd Derry on, and all I keep thinking is, okay, Todd's right. Like, I don't want to trade Kwan. I want him forever, but they can't afford him. So what do you do? What do you do? He's not going to take a hometown discount. No. You hope.
And then we get that salary cap and salary floor, and there's only so much we can pay him.
Yeah, I can't imagine his agent telling him anything other than, yeah, you've got a chance to make 30 plus million a year here, and it's not going to happen in this town. So what are you supposed to do?
I'm supposed to wait to get traded. Probably what he's thinking of doing.
Time will tell what's going to happen there. Going from baseball to the WNBA. We talked about it earlier on in the show. Big fight between the Fever and the Sun last night as Indiana beat Connecticut. Between Caitlin Clark, J.C. Sheldon, a number of players in that mix as well. A number of players assessed technical fouls, including Caitlin Clark, who was, I would say, attacked during the previous play.
I don't know
play.
Why she got teed up for being attacked.
Neither does her head coach, Stephanie White.
Can you specifically detail what you mean by get control of the game, just to be in your words?
Get control of the game is call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Right, and consistently call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Okay, not just if somebody swings and misses, right? Like, consistently call the fouls.
Coach, do you think it's something pertaining to your team, or do you think this is a league-wide issue?
Well, I've seen quite a few dust-ups in the league so far, so I think it's a league-wide issue. I mean, bad officiating is bad officiating.
Now, I was sent this from a friend who was really into the WNBA. He said that apparently Clark said at some point during the contest, not sure if it was before or after the fight, to Sheldon, you're, quote-unquote, you're not in my bleeping league.
That's not worth teeing up. These are adults here. This is not high school basketball. These are paid adults. This is part of the show. Yeah, and she's allowed to be competitive about it.
The officials absolutely allowed this thing to escalate over time.
They were in over their heads. It was a terrible thing. They had no idea how to handle themselves when it came to calling the fouls, Anthony, and you know it better than me, so I'll shut up after this. They certainly had no idea what to do when people started pushing and shoving each other.
So here's the question. What does the league do? Because if the league now counters or, let's say, you know, reacts in turn, it'll be considered overreaction, and it'll be considered that they're trying to protect her. So does the league need to intervene? Does it need to send out a memo? what do you think the league needs to do? Because Owen admitted, like, all this,
memo, dude.
All this is awesome. So
yeah, I actually like the sport now.
If I'm the league,
I like to watch them play.
I know I keep seeing some big-time influencers and some commentators saying, this is a total joke. The league needs to fix this. They need to remedy this. She's the cash cow. But guys like Owen, he's not going to watch. Like, no. This is the stuff that's making Owen watch.
Keep this. In fact, have it before every halftime. 3 minutes left before the half.
I mean, what do you think the league needs to do, Ken?
I think that any memo isn't going to be good. I think there needs to be fines handed out for the fighting, clearly. I don't think that she should be fined. Don't fine her.
If you're, if you're doing it in the same percentage that like the NBA would,
right.
What would be the fine? $38.42. Like, what? What would it be?
Oh, jeez. I didn't. Can you find the teams? Boy, I didn't even think about that. That's right.
You might be able to find the organizations, I guess, some percentage.
You just put a white-hot spotlight on the salary when you're like, you're fined $150. Yeah, boy.
I'll look it up. Finally, we have from last night the end. I'm sure you guys...
Suspensions. Should there be suspensions?
But are you going to suspend your top player, Caitlin Clark?
What am I going to suspend her for? She got shoved around.
Just like Paige... I'm just looking at the highest paid rookie this year, Paige
Beckers.
Beckers, $78,831.
Pulled you out of that one, didn't I? Well, there's endorsements as well. Suspensions then.
No, you didn't think I knew who Paige Beckers was?
Well, you said Paige twice. No, I didn't know you knew how to say
it. We always joke, we call it Paige. Well,
I'm sorry.
You said a third time she shows up in the studio, so be careful.
I couldn't pronounce her name for a full year either.
Oh, that was Mitch who couldn't pronounce it. Yeah, Lima, I'm sorry. That's a sincere insult to you. You don't need to say that's all right. I said sorry to him, not you.
I followed her 8-year college career very closely.
Well, finally, last night we had, I'm sure you guys have been following the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, they're over, and this is the call courtesy of Panthers Radio.
It's over already?
And Doug Plagans.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
New year, same teams, or same result. The Panthers win in 6 games of time over the Oilers. 32 years since Canada has hoisted the Stanley Cup.
There are questions. I heard Pat Boyle talking about this earlier. That was courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
What does Canada need hockey anymore? They got the best NBA player. They got the MVP.
Well, they also have the best hockey player. Connor McDavid is the best hockey player. But Pat Boyle was talking about switching out their head coach. And you know what? Kind of thought it was a freak out to be switching goalies like that. They pulled their starting goalie, Stuart Skinner, in games 3 and 4. Then they benched him for game 5. They went to Picard, and then they went back to him in game 6. No, Calvin Picard is the backup's name.
Yeah. Florida's just unstoppable those last two games.
Dude, you don't know me, man. I'm like Barry Melrose now. You have no clue.
You've been following this?
Hell yeah, bro.
Did you watch these games?
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
You watched a bit of it. What was a bit of it?
I watch out of the 6 games, I probably watch 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about them.
Doing radio in Cleveland.
How come we never talked about them off air?
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you guys believe
about them on the podcast?
216-474-0092. Do you believe Ken Carmen watched 4.5 of the 6 AHL games?
Look at my computer. Is there anything about the Florida Panthers or the Edmonton Oilers on my computer?
So these games, what time did they start, most of them?
Started about 8, 8.30.
What time do you get home from baseball?
About 8, 8.30.
Hmm.
It coincides with it.
You get a shower in?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
Can't be going to bed stinking.
You sure about that?
I'm starting to poke some holes in this.
I'm not the other guy. I don't stink.
This is not a stinky thing, other than your hockey commentary that I think smells.
All right, then I'll just go back to not watching the sports and not doing what people pay me to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a sporting event, and I watch the sports.
That's it for about last night.
If you did the work and they paid you to do the work, why didn't we talk about the work that you did?
I just feel like it would come up. I feel like Ken would have had larger takeaways that weren't not... That weren't necessarily hockey
specific. You know what I do care about?
What would be the takeaway?
I'm hearing the truth right now, Ken.
I'm telling you the truth, damn it! You guys don't care. Why would I start? You guys don't give a damn about half the stuff I bring up anyway. You guys are going to care about me bringing up the Stanley Cup? You won't care at all.
This could be perfect.
We'll hear about the NBA ratings 8 times a show, but he won't give a damn about the Stanley Cup final.
This would be perfect for the coming in hot button.
Wow.
Love to hear some people You know, let's get the hockey contingent in. Maybe if you got a hockey question about the finals, maybe now is the time to ask Ken, who's watched 4.5 of the 6 games.
I didn't say I knew about it. I said I watched him to answer
you. Did you watch it on
the final? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I didn't get the, because Doug Plagan's on the radio. If I would have been listening, I would have listened to Doug Plagan's, former Monsters play-by-play guy who now has 2 Stanley Cup rings. They better give the play-by-play guy Stanley Cup.
I thought they did.
They gave Mike Lang rings in Pittsburgh.
I think they should give anybody who admits to watching 4.5 of the 6 games a ring.
Can I just say this before we go to break? Todd's totally right. The whole thing about, well, we got to make sure that Chase DeLauder's healthy. Why are we waiting for Chase DeLauder to be healthy in AAA? Just bring him up, because he gets hurt like every other week. So if you're waiting for him to get healthy, you're just never going to bring him up. Bring up Chase DeLauder. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
You guys don't give a damn about half the stuff I bring up. You think you guys think you're going to care about the NHL and me watching Stanley Cup final?
You continually bring that stuff up.
Because I'm taking swings. I don't bring up things I know you're not going to care about.
Take a swing at the Stanley Cup next year.
Bob Haney.
I feel like we missed out. I think Ken could have convinced us with his newfound fervor for hockey.
We could have got the cup in here.
We could have been all watching it. Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.